Wow, that was great. Thank you. And we have more inspiring people here in the chamber this morning. This is a morning for considerable inspiration, because we're also here to talk about volunteerism and how alive it is in our community. Let me first read this proclamation, and then we'll call up a group of people who represent some of the volunteers who are here in the room. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and whereas the nation's mayors are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as cost-effective strategies to meet city needs, and whereas participants address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and our nation, from educating students for jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families to providing health services and helping communities recover from natural disasters, and whereas national service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve, and whereas national service participants serve in more than 60,000 locations across the country, including 145 in Portland, bolstering the civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our city's economic and social well-being, and whereas more than 900 national service participants of all ages and backgrounds serve in Portland, providing vital support to city residents and improving the quality of life in our city, and whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact and increase the return on taxpayer dollars, including more than $3.4 million in Portland, and whereas national service participants demonstrate commitment, dedication, and patriotism by making an intensive commitment to service, a commitment that remains with them for their future endeavors, and whereas the Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with cities nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with the National League of Cities, City of Service, and cities across the country to recognize the impact of service on the Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service this week. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 1st, 2014 to be National Service Recognition Day, as it is across the country, here in Portland, and encourage all of our residents to recognize the positive impact of national service in our city and to thank those who serve and to find ways to give back to our community. Thank you all for what you do. Hear, hear. And now let me call up Carrie Watson, Dora Plantkin, and Alicia Tulls, I think, are going to come up and talk about their programs and what they're up to here in our community. So welcome. If you need another chair, we'll just get someone to slide one up for you, maybe. Yes. You could just grab that loose chair next to you there. And yeah, so we have four up front. Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who'd like to be first? Go ahead.
I'm Carrie Watson, and I work for the Peninsula Child Center as a foster grandparent, and I just love it. I retired from working with children, and over the years, I wanted something to do, and then my older sister worked there, and she introduced me to the program, and it's just been a joy of my life, not only for me, but I'm helping the children, teaching them how they need to go in life, because I've already passed those bridges. So what I know, I want to pass it on. And they are just darlings, and I enjoy it. I love it.
Thank you. Well said.
My name is Gloria Brown. I'm sister to Carrie Watson, and I also work at Peninsula Children's Center. And I've been out there before you in October, and I was also introduced to the program by my older sister, Norma. And it has been a joy and a pleasure. And I work with the infants from age 6 weeks to a year old. And it is really something to see there and watch them as they grow. And you teach them as they grow, and they go from one department to another department all the way up to kindergarten. So it gives me something to do, and it enriches my life to continue to help these children as they grow.
Wow.
And I thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
My name is Jora Planson, and I am an AmeriCorps State National volunteer, and I serve with Metropolitan Family Service at a Sun School, Schools Uniting Neighborhoods. My title is a community involvement specialist, and I really feel like my position and my service has embodied that tremendously. A lot of my position is bringing in resources for families so that the elementary school where I serve can act as a community resource hub. So that's everything from volunteers to donations to partnerships with local organizations. So sometimes that means that we're giving food to families through our food pantry, or we're teaching families about pathways to higher education and bringing financial literacy classes, health and wellness events. I also get to work with kids, which is amazing and always a wonderful learning experience. And overall, I would say that my service has just been a phenomenal experience, and being able to watch people learn about the mobility that they have in the social world. And I'm just part of something that's a lot bigger. I think there's over almost 150 volunteers, AmeriCorps volunteers, serving in Portland, who are serving about 200,000 hours. So there's a lot of great things happening.
Great. That's great. Good morning. Slide over a little bit. Fine.
Good morning. My name is Alicia Tull, and I am an AmeriCorps VISTA leader at Oregon Campus Compact. Oregon Campus Compact is a nonprofit organization that works with four-year, two-year, private, and public universities in Oregon, and we're the only statewide organization that does that. We help to inspire students to be more engaged in their community with service learning, other service projects around Oregon. And to me, VISTA, by the way, is Volunteers in Service to America. It was founded in 1965, so we're going on our 50th year coming up soon. And to me, it's not just about building capacity, it's about building confidence. It's not about just helping people come up from poverty, but you're also like living in poverty. And it's just about giving whatever you can to your community. And it's a great organization, and I really enjoy it.
That's great. Well, you know, all of our members of the council have worked in a number of nonprofits, and quite a few of our bureaus, particularly the Parks Bureau, work with volunteers and AmeriCorps all the time. So I'm sure there are a lot of experiences here at the council dais with how effective these programs are in the community, whether it's helping young people, helping with the environment. We see it everywhere in the community.
Mayor, could I just, my brother Peter has for the last 15 years been part of an AmeriCorps program in Albany, New York, in an inner city area that's blighted, and the AmeriCorps program has been helping through a faith-based community build infrastructure in Albany. And so I have a personal connection. I also just want to acknowledge Molly Bennison, who's here. Molly, would you wave? Molly is an AmeriCorps, now a graduate, I guess, who was assigned to a Sun School program in the Centennial District. And she contacted my office and asked if I'd come out so that her students could meet a commissioner. So we had a little town hall forum with her elementary school kids in Centennial. And it's just that kind of, you know, sort of energy and passion for service and connection that is the hallmark of this program. So I want to publicly thank Molly for inviting me out to meet with her kids.
Okay. Other comments? Well, I have a couple of wonderful conflicts of interest to declare. First, I have two sons who worked as AmeriCorps volunteers with Inuit kids in Alaska, building trails for a year and making sure that they kept their bear repellent handy. And that was a great experience for them and helped them develop as leaders and helped them think about their future career. And even more significantly, the First Lady of Portland, Nancy Hales, is here. She came to the Northwest to work with low-income, underserved communities in Yakima as a VISTA volunteer. and she was from New Jersey, and I'm from Virginia. So if it but for Vista, I might never have met her. So here's to Vista for that. So, and she can tell stories, and I bet will, when she has a chance to spend some time with you, about how her start with Vista has led to a career of service in a variety of different ways. So she's proof of where the trail goes from here. So we very much appreciate all that you all do. We'd love to take a photo with maybe a representative or some of the folks that are here from each of the groups with the council, if we could.
Nick didn't thank Bill Clinton and Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah. That's right. President Johnson, President Clinton did some good work there when they created these programs.